Okay, I'm Gail Bolio, and I'm here tonight to represent the Richard Dearborn Revocable Trust. We own a 127-acre parcel of land that has a PSNH easement that was signed by a widowed woman in the 1950s to expand the right-of-way. We also own an abutting parcel that is the birthplace of Sylvester Marsh, the inventor and builder of the Mount Washington Cog Railway, a significant part of New Hampshire history. There are three proposed, about 105 to 120 giant lattice towers will have an impact on the landscape around his birthplace. The 127-acre parcel has been for sale for the past 3 years. It has attracted buyers that is only 2 miles from Interstate I-93. I have marketing letters that show no interest in the property once the real estate agent explains the threat of the Northern Pass project. I'm a mortgage loan originator and have personal experience with what is being purchased. No one is buying property that has the potential threat of the Northern Pass. The Northern Pass project is currently causing an economic impact on the communities along the lifeline of the I-93 corridor, and if built, will have magnitude environmental and economic impact that will take a long time to recover. The Northern Pass project is not needed as determined by the ISO of New England. Northern Pass cannot guarantee any savings on New Hampshire resident electrical bills, a question that I asked at a recent Northern Pass open house. Why should the communities along 187 miles, covering 95,000 acres of visual impact, including the White Mountain National Forest, sacrifice their environmental and economic health for a company that is not interested in open dialogue with those that would be impacted and will not provide acceptable alternatives? This is a company that is only interested in satisfying their shareholders and gaining a 12% return on equity. This is a company that wants to maximize profit and is unable to guarantee lower electric costs for New Hampshire. This is a company that recently started a Facebook page who shuts people off who are providing actual fact comments. No open dialogue here. Do not be fooled. The Facebook page is for marketing only. Do not confuse marketing as truth. Brian Mills, you mentioned at the beginning of the hearing that if the public had any questions to contact the Northern Pass officials. I am asking those that have questions also contact opposition resources. Many have studied the project since inception and have provided truthful information to the state representatives. Attached, you'll find a list of some resources. I am asking the Department of Energy as part of the EIS study to review and interview the resources attached to find out the reasons why they are opposed to this project. With no legal route and no alternative route proposed to avoid the destruction of the environmental and... Okay.
Thank you.